This is the Rashi Roundup for Parshas Re'eh. Keep in mind that this Parsha has many mitzvos, I think 55 or so mitzvos in the Parsha. So obviously many of the Rashis here are going to have details in the halacha of these mitzvos. I'm not going to go through most of those Rashis. Obviously it's very worthwhile to go through them on your own. I tried to whittle it down to the Rashis that deal with some of the most famous halachos associated with this, or the ones that have some type of a Musar Haskil attached to them as well. So let's start with the first Pasuk, Re'eh Anochi Nosein Lefneichem Hayom Berachah Uklala. Behold, I am placing in front of you today a blessing and a curse. Rashi, bracho klola, hamuros b'har grizim of har evil. Keep in mind, these are the brachos and the klos said at har grizim of har evil, as will be explained later in the psukim as well. Pasukov tes. And this is what we just quoted in Rashi. V'haya ki yivyacha Hashem elokecha el ha'oretz asher atov asham al yirishta. When we get across the Yarden, we get into Eretz Yisrael, we're going to put the bracha side on Har Grizim and the klal side on Har Evil. And if you look in Rashi, he explains exactly how this worked out. The Ramaskal al Har Grizim. Klape Har Grizim, Hofchim Pnei Mupaschu Bivracha. They would face Har Grizim and then they would start the blessing. Baruch Ha'isha Sherlo Yasef Esel Masecha V'gomer. Right? So he would say that blessing about for a person who does not make an idol. And then kol arum sheba parsha amru tchila b'lashon baruch va'acher kachachuv pneim klape har'eval pasul b'klal. First they would say the blessing facing Har Grizim, and then they would turn to har'eval and say the bracha. So that would be the meaning. And elsewhere Rashi gives you a very, very clear description about how the people stood in the middle, and half some of them stood on top of Har Grizim, har'eval, all the different shvatim were divided up. We're not going to elaborate on that anymore right this minute. Let's go now to Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Gimel. So here it's talking about destroying all of the Avodah Zarahs when you come into Eretz Yisrael. V'nitatztem es mizbechosam, v'shibartem es matzevosam, v'asherehem tisrufun ba'esh, v'sileil Elohen kegadeun, avibaratem es shemam min amakom hahu. So various methods of destruction for all of the altars and the Asherah trees and all the different things that they would use to worship Avodah Zarah. So at the Ramaschal v'ibadetem in Rashi, he writes lechanos lahem shem lignai. What does it mean? You're going to destroy their names. It means when you say the name of an Avodah Zarah, you should give them a derogatory nickname. Beis Galia Koren La Beis Karia. Right? Don't call it by its real name. Beis Galia. Call it Beis Karia. Ein Kol Eitz Kotz. Right. So again, the idea here, and this has been stated by some of the Rishonim on Shas also, that when the Mishnayos and the Gemaras list off names of different Avodah Zarahs, those are not the real names, those are actually derogatory nicknames that were given to them. Okay, moving forward to Pasuk Dalid, then it says, after all this destruction to the Avodah Zarahs, Lo sa'asun kein l'Hashem Elokeichem. Don't do this to Hashem. So, says Rashi, Diramasa, Lo sa'asun kein, Lahakdir l'shamayim b'chol makom. So first, it means don't just bring Ketoris anywhere you want. Ki'im b'makom asher yivchar. You have to go where Hashem chooses. Meaning, first Mishkan Shiloh, etc. All the different places where the Mishkan was, and then obviously, ultimately, the Beis Hamikdash. But davar acher, another explanation. V'nitatz temes mezbechosam v'ibaratemes shemam lo sasun. It means don't do all this destruction to Hashem. Azhora lemochik es Hashem v'lanoseitz even min amizbeach o min azara. This is an iser to erase Hashem's name or to remove a stone from the Mizbeach or somewhere in the Beis HaMikdash. Am Rabbi Yishmael v'chisal al daitcha sheYisrael nosin as Mizbechos. What, you think that B'nai Yisrael want to destroy Hashem's Mizbeach? Ela shlo sasu kemaseyem. Right, don't do what the non-Jews did, v'yigrimu avonoseichem l'mikdash avoseichem sheyicharev. And that will cause your forefathers' Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed. So again, we have three pshatim. Number one, it's talking about don't bring on Bamos. Number two, the Isser of destroying anything associated with Avodas Hashem or erasing Hashem's name. And number three, don't do Averus, which will cause the Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed. Moving forward now, we're up to Pasuk Ches. And it says, Lo sa'asun kechol asher anachnu osim po hayom. Don't do what we are doing today over here. Ish kol yashar be'enav. Right? Everybody does whatever he wants everything what is straight in his eyes. So over here, Rashi says, what is this pasuk talking about? Musav lemala al kiatem ovrim es hayarden. It's talking about, now you're going into Eretz Yisrael. Kishetavru es hayarden miyad, mutaram atem lakri babama, kol yudalet shana shel kibush v'chiluk. Right, for the 14 years until Eretz Yisrael is conquered and divided up, you can bring korbanos on an outside mizbeach, on a bama. But you can't bring everything that they, on Obama, that you're bringing today in the Mishkan, which is with you. You can bring any type of carbon you want. You can bring a chatos, an asham, a neder, or a nedav. You can only bring optional carbonos that you took a neder that you want to donate. V'zehu ish kol hayashar be'inav. That's what it means. Everybody, whatever he wants. Nedarim u'nedavos shatem nisnadvim al yidei sheyashar be'inechem lahaviyam. These are talking about optional carbonos that you decided it's good, it's a good idea to bring them. V'lo al yidei chova osam takribu b'abama. You're not allowed to bring an obligatory carbon on Obama, meaning you can't bring your carbon Pesach on Obama, you can't bring a carbon chattas that you owe because of a sin that you did on Obama, etc., etc. That's what this pasuk is coming to warn us about. Now we're moving to pasuk Yud Dalid. Kiyam b'makom asher yichar Hashem b'achad shvatecha. Right, this is the place that that Hashem will choose in one of your shvatim. Sham tala losech. That's where you'll bring your korban olas. V'sham taaseh kol asher anochim tzaveka. And that's where you'll do the avoda that I'm commanding you to do. So here Rashi's bothered. What do you mean? It's one of your shvatim. B'chelko shel binyamin. It's going to be in the Beis Hamikdash. Will be built in the portion of binyamin. Ulamaluhu omer mikol shivteichem. It's going to be from all of your shvatim. Haketzad. How can we accomplish both? Kishekana David es hagoren me'arvana yivusi. When David bought this area from Arvana Hayivusi, Gova Hazov Mikol Ashvatim Umikol Mokam Agoran. I'm sorry, he collected all of the gold as a combination from all of the various shvatim. So all of the shvatim participated in the purchase. Mikol Mokam Hagoran Bechelko Shel Binyamin Hayy. Nevertheless, the actual place of the Goren was in the Chelek of Binyamin. So this is a way that you can be Mekayim both, that it was in the Chelek of Binyamin, but it belonged to all of the shvatim at once. Pasuk Chaf. Hashem will widen your boundaries as he has told you. You're going to want to eat some meat because you have such a desire. So you can fulfill your desires of eating meat. Says Rashi, we're going to do Dira Maso B'chol. Whatever your heart desires. Avo Bamidbar Nesolem Basar Chulin. Elim Kain Makdisha Umakriva Shlamim. So this is an interesting piece of information mentioned in the Gemara in Chulin, that in the Midbar they were actually not allowed to eat regular meat. They couldn't eat regular Chulin meat. They could only eat Kadshim meat, so they would bring a carbon Shlamim, and then they could eat the parts of the Shlamim that are edible to the owner of the carbon. Now, Pasuk Chaf Gimel. Rak Chazak Levilti Achol Adam Ki Adam Hu HaNefesh. Should be Mechazik yourself not to eat blood, because blood is the Nefesh. You can't eat the nefesh together with the meat. Says Rashi, we're going to do Dira Maschal Rak. Chazak it tells you to be mechazik yourself. This was apparently something that they were very used to doing. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. They had to really be mechazik yourself to try to strengthen yourself not to eat the blood. No, it's just to teach you how strongly you have to strengthen yourself when it comes to doing mitzvos. It's not a hard thing to avoid eating blood. It's very easy. So she'ena de misavelo, prison has no desire for it. Hutzrich lechazka b'asharas, kal v'chomer l'shar mitzvos. So if we have to be warned to try to avoid eating blood, kal v'chomer for other mitzvos, which are actually difficult to do. So that's the first point over here. Now there's a second point to this same mitzvah over here, which is quoted in Rashi in Pasuk Chaf Hei. It says, lo sochalenu, don't eat the blood. L'man yitav l'chol v'anech acharecha kisasa yashar b'nei Hashem. Right, in order that it'll be good for you and your children after you, because you're doing good in the eyes of Hashem. So says Rashi over here, L'man yitav l'cha, tzei l'man matan tzchar and shal mitzvah. See how much reward we get from mitzvahs. Im adam shenashash adam kotzem imenu, haporish menu zochalo levon of acharov. If eating, avoiding blood, which something that nobody has any interest in doing anyway, still you get rewarded for generations. Kavachomer legezel v'arayas shenasha shel adam is avalehem. Kavachomer averos, like stealing and gilei arayas, where you actually have a taiva to do them, how much more so do you get an unbelievable reward? Rashi in Pasuk Lamed, Hishamer lecha pentin nakesh acharehem. So we're talking about now when you take over the non-Jewish peoples in Eretz Yisrael's land, do not be dragged in after them. Don't follow in their ways. Acharei Hishamedam ipanecha, when you destroy them. Upen didrosh lelohem leimor, eichal yavdu agoyim ha'eles elohim v'esuchen gamani. Right? Don't say, oh, I want to know how they used to serve their gods so that I can do it too. So this is a very strange statement. Why would you want to copy them? You just destroyed them. You just defeated them. So Rashi over here, Divra Maschel Eicha, Yavdu, Lefishalo Ana Shalavodas Kochav Mazala Sala Zibuche Vikito Venisuch Vishtachava Kamoshakasa Biltila Hashem Levado. So he's here, what are we talking about here? He's saying that you're not trying to, you don't want to serve them exactly the way the non-Jews serve them, but in other words, you get specific punishments for avodah zarah, like bringing a korban, or burning ketores, or pouring wine, or bowing down in front of them, as it says in the Torah that you should only do these things to Hashem. You should only do these things to Hashem. Dvar manasim legavoa. These are things that we would do for Hashem specifically. Balim v'lim medcha kan shim darka shalavos kocham la'avda b'davar achir. That if it's the derech to worship that of avodah zarah in some strange way, kigon po'er l'por, going to the bathroom in front of Baal Po'er, v'zorek even the Markulis, or throwing a rock at the Markulis, these were specifically weird ways that they used to worship these weird avodah zarahs. Zui avodaso, that's the way you do it. V'chayev. And if you were to do such a thing, you would also be chayev. But these avodas, which is the way we serve Hashem, which is to shechta korban, or to burn incense, or to pour wine, or to bow, that even if it wasn't the normal way of that particular avodah zarah, you would still be chayev worshiping avodah zarah under those circumstances. Now we're moving to Perek Gimel Pasuk Aleph. Eis kol adavar asher nochim etzaveh eschem oso shishmru la'asos. This thing that I'm commanding you today, that's what you should guard to do. Lo sel seifa lov lo sigra mimena. One of the many times we're told, don't add on to it and don't take away from it. So Rashi over here, divar maschil lo sel seif. What's an example? Chamisha totafos betfilin, chamisha minin belulav. Adding five parshias in the tefillin, or five, slots in the tefillin, or five minim, not just the dalad minim that we bring, arba brachs brachs kohanim, adding another bracha de brachs kohanim. These are the classic examples that we find from Chazal of adding on to the mitzvos, and this comes up in many Rashis ala Torah. Moving forward now, Pasuk Zion. The Torah talks about the meses, ki yisischa, chicha, beni mecho, vincha, ovidcha, o eishes chaykecha, o reacha, asher kenashecha, baseser leimor. If a relative of yours tries to convince you in the following way, saying, nelcha v'na'avda, Elohim achirim, asher lo yadata, atav avosecha. Let's go and serve other avodah zarahs that you and your fathers have not known up until this point. So says Rashi, divra maschil asher, asher kenafshecha, that it's like you, ze avicha. Pirushlecha kasuv es hachavivin lecha kavachomer lacher. Meaning the Torah is specifically telling you, let's say your beloved relatives try to get you to worship avodah zarah. So obviously you can't listen to them. So kavachomer, if some random stranger or some acquaintance tries to get you to worship avodah zarah, you cannot listen to him. Fine. Now we go to Pasuk Tes. It says, lo sovelo, don't desire him, lo sishmai love, don't listen to him, lo sachos incha alav, don't take pity on him, lo sachmo, another type of pity, lo sechasel love, and don't cover up for him. So we have all of these lashonos, all of these isurim, don't be nice to the maces. The Torah is the meanest to the maces than to anybody else in the entire Torah. And look at this, this is one of my favorite all-time Rashi, so I'll be a little more elaborate on this than I like to be, but it's good that. It says, lo sovelo, lo tehe ta'evlo, don't have a desire for him, lo to'avenu. Don't love him. Since normally it's a mitzvah, don't love this guy. Love, don't listen to him. When he begs for your mercy, begs for your forgiveness, don't listen to him. He's supposed to help the guy out. Don't help this guy. Love, and don't take pity on him. Don't stand by and let your friend be hurt. Don't take pity on him. Lo sachmol, don't have another type of pity. Lo safoch bizchuso, don't try to be malamed zchus on him when he goes to court. Normally, it's a chiyuv to be malamed zchus on an avarian. Now you don't have that mitzvah. V'lo sechaselav, don't cover up for him. Im ata yodeh lo chovo incha rashoy lishtok. If you know a reason why he should be chayiv, you may not remain silent. Normally you would remain silent, but here you're not allowed to. So just one ha'ara on this set of Rashis. Every other person in the Torah who isn't a mesis, you have, number one, v'ahavta re'echa kamocha, number two, azov tazovimo, number three, lo samar adam re'echa, number four, mitzvah to be mahapech bizchuso, number five, you know, a chiyuv to be shoseik of the hitzilo ha'eda, to try to come up with ways to save him. So every other person in the Torah who isn't a mesis, you have five mitzvahs standing in your way of trying to be mean to the guy. So at the very least, if you've never met a mesis, keep in mind that every single Jew you encounter, there's five mitzvahs to try to be positive towards this individual, and have that in mind for everybody else, obviously. And for the mesis, we don't have this in mind. Moving forward, Perek Yud Dalet Pasuk Aleph. Banim Atem LaHashem Elokeichem. You are children, you are sons to Hashem your God. Losis go to do. Losasimu Korcha Beinechem Lameis. Don't hurt yourselves and don't make scratches or wounds in between your eyes over a dead body. So Rashi just points out here that Losis go to do, right? Lo sitnu gedida v'serpiv sarchem al meis kiderach she'amoriim osim. Don't try to make cuts on yourself over a dead body or a person, a relative who died. That's what the Amorites used to do. Levisha atem banav shel makom, because you are Hashem's children. V'atem ruim lios noim, and because you're Hashem's children, you should be beautiful. V'lo gedudim u'korachim, should not be torn up and cut. So this is just the self-esteem that a Jew is supposed to have is what's supposed to drive us over here. Now we're skipping all the way to Pasuk Chaf Beis. Aser ta'aser is kol tevuas zarecha. Should take miser. You should surely take miser from all of the produce of your seeds. Hayotze asadeh shana shana. That comes out every year. So we're going to look at Rashi, Divar Maskel, aser ta'aser. Ma inyin zeh etzel zeh. Why are we bringing it up all of a sudden? Because what does it say? What did we just talk about over here? So the last thing we mentioned in the parsha was you can't eat a non-kosher, and now all of a sudden we're talking about taking miser. So he says, "Amar LaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Lo Sigrim Ruli Levashel Gedim Shel Tevua Ad Shetehei B'Mei Imosayim." Right. So he says this is kind of like the iser that we just ended off with, which was Lo Sevashel Gedim B'Chalev Imo Baser V'Chalav. So don't do the Baser V'Chalav version of your field, i.e. taking it too soon. Shem ein atem asrim ma'asros kara'ui, if you don't take ma'aser properly, because you samach lehisbashel, which is when it's actually ripe, ani motzi ruach kadem v'hu mishad fasan, shenemar ushtefa lefnei kama v'chein l'inyin bikur, right? So if basically, what does it mean, lo sevashel gediba chalevi mo? You're cooking, you have to shecht the goat when it's still young, and then you're going to cook it in its mother's milk. So that's the Isser. So then symbolically, there's also the version of that with produce that grows in the ground that Hashem is saying, if you take Miser and Truma, etc., at the right time when it's nice and ripe, and you give Ayin Yafeh, you give properly to the Kohanim and the Levim, then Givaldik, you're going to have great stuff. But if you don't do that, you're going to get punished, and the stuff is not going to ripen. Hashem is going to send bad weather, which is going to cause you to have bad crops. Okay, now we're moving to Perek Tes Vav Pasuk Dalet. This is after we're told to forgive loans during the Shnas HaShmita, but you don't have to forgive loans to non-Jews, dafka to Jews, and it says, Efes kilos yeh b'cha evyon. You're not going to have any poor people in your midst. Ki varech yivarecha Hashem ba'aretz asher atam Hashem elokecha nosein lecha nachala lirishta. That Hashem is going to bless you in the land that you're going to enter into to inherit it. Says Rashi, Efes lo yeh b'cha evyon, ula halanu omer kilo yechdal evyon. Right, so we say that you will be poor people. Ela bizman shetem osim ritzono shel makom evyonim ba'acherim. Says if you're doing the will of Hashem, meaning you're not charging interest and you're forgiving loans by the Shemitah year, so then there will be other poor people. Velo b'chem, but the poor people will not come from the Jewish people. Kishein atem osim ritzono shel makom evyonim ba'acherim. But if you're not doing the will of Hashem, then you will be the poor people. And then it just explains what's the difference. Evyon dal me ani. And Evyon is poorer than an Ani. Veloshin Evyon shutayv l'chol davar. It means he doesn't have anything. He desires anything and everything. Right? That's what we have in Hallel. Mikimim yafar dal. That's poor. Me'ashbos yavim Evyon. That's even poorer. Okay. Moving to Pasuk Zayin, Kiyevacha Evyon Me'achad Achecha. That's what Rashi was just referring to. When you have a poor person from one of your brothers, Be'achad Sharech, in one of your gates, Be'artzacha, Asher Hashem Lokech Nosimcha, in the land that Hashem gives you, Lo Sametzes Levavcha, there's an Isser to be hard-hearted. Don't have a hard heart against him. Lo Sikpotes Yarcha Me'achicha Evyon. And don't remove your hand from giving to your brother, the poor person. So we're going to do all the Rashis. Kiyevacha Evyon Hatoiv Toiv Kodem. And you're supposed to give to whoever needs the most first. Me'achad Achecha Achicha Me'avicha Kodem Achicha Me'mecha. If he's your paternal brother, that's closer than your maternal brother, meaning closest relative comes first. She'arecha, in your gates, Aniyah Ircha Kodem La'aniyah Ir Acheres. Poor people from your own city come before other cities. Lo Sa'ameitz Yesh Lecha Adam Shemitzta'er Mitein Im lo yitain, right? There's some people who are in pain if they give or if they don't give. Lekach nemar lo sametz, right? Don't have a hard heart. Yesh lecha adam sheposhet es yado v'kofza. And some people, they stick out their hand like they want to give and then they take it back. Lekach nemar lo sikpots. Don't take back your hand. And then me'achicha evyon im lo sitain lo sofcha lios achiv shel evyon. Right, and he's your brother, so in the end, if you don't give him, then his brother is going to be poor. Meaning, if you don't give him, you are going to end up poor like he is right now. Moving to Pasuk Ches. So, what are you supposed to give him? Ki pasoach tiftach es yadcha lo. You should surely open your hand to him. V'havei tavitenu dei machzoro. You should give him what he needs. Asher yechzola, that which he is lacking. So says Rashi over here. We'll do di ramaskol dei. Right, so there's a little bit of a contradiction in these two Rashis together, but you have to understand how they work together. Dei machzoro, that which he is lacking. V'yatametzuv la'ashir, you have to fill the lacking, but you don't have to make him rich. Asher yechzolo, but you have to give him what he's lacking. Afilu sus lirko v'alav. If he used to be rich and he used to ride on a horse, you got to give him a horse to ride on. Ve'eved la'aretz lefanav. And if he used to be so chashiv that he would have an entourage that would run in front of him to show how chashiv he was, you have to provide him with that as well. I mean, you don't have to actually make him rich, but you have to help allow him to save face in public. If he was known as a very chashiv guy in public, you can't all of a sudden take away all the things that people thought made him chashiv. Okay, we're moving now to Perek, same Perek. We're going to Pasuk Tesvav. V'zocharta ki eved ha'yisa be'eretz Mitzrayim v'yiftecha Hashem Elokecha. You should remember that you used to be an eved in Mitzrayim and Hashem redeemed you. Alkein anochi mitzavecha es ha'davor hazeh hayom. That's why I am commanding you in this thing today. So says Rashi, v'zocharta ki eved ha'yisa v'hanakti, meaning this is right after the mitzvah of when you send away an eved. You should give him a hanaka, give him some gifts and some good things to take home with him when he leaves your service. So I gave you a tremendous hanaka. I gave you great rechush gadol when you left Mitzrayim. V'shanisi lecha, right, mi bizas Mitzrayim. I gave you a lot from the spoils of Mitzrayim, bizas hayam, and again from the Yamsuf. Afata haneku shneilo. Then you should also give him a double hanaka. So that's why it uses a double lashon over there, because it says hanek ta'anik in Pasuk Yedaled, and that's why? Because it says that you were once slaves in Mitzrayim as well, and you got a double hanaka when you left, one in Mitzrayim and one by the Yamsuf. Now we're moving to Perek Tes Zayin Pasuk Ches. Pasuk says, Sheshesh yamim tochom matzos, you should eat matzah for 6 days, uvayom ha-shvi atzeres la'Hashem Elokecha, and then on the seventh day is a yantif for Hashem, lo sasim malacha, don't do malacha again. That's when Chol HaMoed is over, and you can't do malacha again. So here, there's a famous drasha that Rashi quotes, v'makom acher hu ha-meshivas yamim, says you're supposed to eat matzah for 7 days. Zayin min ha-yashon v'shishim min ha-chadash. First answer is 7 days from yashon and 6 from chadash. Okay, we're not going to get involved with that one. Davar acher, another explanation, limed al achivas matzah b'shvi she'eno chova. Rather, it's to teach us that it's not a chiyuv to eat matzah on the seventh day of Pesach. And this is what is teaching us to the rest of the days of Pesach. Shari shvi b'chlal haya v'yatzim min haklal lamed she'en achilas matzah bo chova el rishus. So we remove the seventh day from the group to teach us that it's not a chiyuv. We know that it's not a chiyuv to eat matzah on the seventh day. Lo lamed al atzma yatzah. It wasn't just to teach us that it's not a chiyuv on the seventh day. El lamed al haklal kulo yatzah, to teach us the rest of the days as well. Ma shvi rishus af kulam rishus. Just like it's not an obligation to eat matzah on the seventh day of Pesach, so too it's not an obligation to eat matzah on the other days. Meaning, you're not allowed to eat chametz, and obviously you want to have a yantif meal, so you have to have bread, so mamele, you have to eat matzah, but there's no mitzvah achilas matzah per se, you just can't eat chametz, right? But except, chutz milayla rishon, shakazim kabul chovash nemer ba'erev tochlu matzos. But there is a chiyuv to eat matzah on the first night, as it says specifically in the Torah, you should eat matzahs on that night. So therefore, there's a chiyuv to eat matzah on the first night, and the rest of the days of Pesach are a reshus. You can't eat chametz, so if you want to have bread, you got to have matzah, but there's no actual mitzvah of achilas matzah. Moving to Pasuk Yud Aleph. So you should rejoice in front of Hashem, you and your children, your sons and your daughters and your servants, and the Levi who lives in your gates, and the ger and the stranger and the orphan and the widow who live near you. That should be in the place, what we call nowadays Yerushalayim, that should be in the place where Hashem chooses to rest his name. So says Rashi over here, beautiful idea. He listed off four different downtrodden people, Levi, Ger, Yasum, Amana, people who don't necessarily have to provide for themselves. Arba'a sheli keneged arba'a shelcha. If you look, it matches up with Atov, Vincha, Vitecha, Avdecha, Vamasecha. Right, so it matches up with your four people who you want to provide for. So I want you to provide for more my four people. Bincho v'techa v'avdcha v'mascha imata mesameach es sheli. If you are mesameach my people, the Levi, the Ger, the Yosem Lamana, ani mesameach es shelcha. I will be mesameach your people and make sure that they rejoice on the Yontif as well. And the last Rashi we'll be doing together, Pasuk Yud Gimel Chagas Sukkos Ta'aseh Lecha Mishiv Asyamim, should do for yourself the make for yourself a Yontif of Sukkos for 7 days. Basbecha Migornecha Miyikvecha, when you gather together all of your grain and your yekev and your produce from the grapes, from the vines. So says Rashi over here, Bizmana Asif, it's to tell you when you gather everything together, Shata Machnes Labayis Peirot HaKayitz, you're bringing in the fruits that grew over the summer. And then a halachic drash over here, Davar Acher, Ba'aspecha Migarncha Miikvecha, what do we learn from that specific pasuk? Lamad Shemesakhin Esasukah B'psoles Goren V'yekev. This is where we learn what is kosher for schach, specifically the things that are left over for psoles Goren V'yekev, meaning things that grow from the ground, that are not kalim and they're not attached to the ground and they're not makabel tuma anymore.